This is Day to Day. Coming up, for car leasing, things are down. For car mechanics, things are up. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. First, though, back to presidential politics. Throughout this election season, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Barack Obama is a Muslim. He's not. Much less attention, however, has been given to the more than 2 million Muslims expected to vote this year. Anil Mundra reports.
The Hassan family is living the American immigrant dream. Malik and Simi came over from Pakistan in 1971. Within a few years, they had established a successful medical practice in Colorado, taken the U.S. citizenship oath, and were building a very American family.
I actually ended up meeting my immigration officer, and I said, look, I'm such a good citizen. I had a boy on July 4th.
They put their kids through elite private schools, and they now live in a slopeside estate in the Colorado Rockies.
It almost looks to me like more like a cathedral than a house.
The walls are lined with valuable artwork and more than a dozen photos of the Hassans with President George W. Bush, smiling, chatting, hugging, and kissing.
In fact, my children complain and they say, I have more photos with Bush than I have with my own children, and it's true.
Next to the photos are personally signed notes from the president, wishing the Hassans happy birthday. It was a similar thank you note from a newly inaugurated Ronald Reagan that helped to solidify Simi's allegiance to the Republican Party. Now the family's a major donor to the GOP and has even had Senator John McCain at their home for fundraisers.
I am obviously a conservative Republican. I like low taxes or no taxes, and he is definitely, doing that.
Hassan's son, Ali, the one born on the 4th of July, is now running for state office as a Republican. But all that patriotism didn't stop the Department of Homeland Security from pulling him off of airplanes twice after 9/11. His mother, Simi, like many Muslims, takes exception to some war on terror methods, the Patriot Act and Guantanamo, but she still basically believes in the effort and thinks that McCain is the best one to lead it. She was convinced of that when she visited the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan to see the front lines firsthand.
I was pretty sure I wasn't going to get out of there alive. And basically, I think it's very important that the next president of the United States be someone who can work with our armed forces.
Many Muslim Americans went Republican in the 2000 election, but they swung away from Bush in 2004. And this time around, most Muslims say that they'll vote for Obama. Not many segments of America swing that much. Muslims are twice as likely as the rest of Americans to be political independents, according to a Pew poll. Independent, but not inert. A study published this year in a journal of the American Political Science Association shows that, like the Hassans, Muslims in America tend to be educated, affluent, and politically engaged.
As Americans, it's our duty to stand up.
That's Muslim Democratic activist Zeba Khan. She points to the web address, MuslimsForObama.com. It never got developed because the owner didn't want to tarnish the campaign. But Khan says that kind of thinking only contributes to Islamophobia.
If you think you're that toxic, then how can you blame anyone else for thinking you're toxic too? You have to take a stand.
So Khan started the organization Muslim Americans for Obama. Now, several prominent imams have endorsed Barack Obama, but Muslims don't seem very preoccupied with specifically religious issues in this election. Like Christian conservatives, most Muslims do want the government to protect morality. But, according to Pew, even more want it to be big enough to help the poor. At the Democratic National Convention, Superdelegate Kamil Hassan, no relation to Simi, said that Senator Obama appeals to issues that concern Muslims because of their ethnicities and nationalities, rather than their religion.
And he clearly told me that if he becomes president, he will end racial profiling. He also very clearly said that he will completely reform the immigration process. One of his highest priorities will be civil rights.
But according to a recent Zoghbi poll of Arab Muslims, the number one issue isn't civil liberties or the 7-year-long war on terror. Just like for the rest of America, it's the economy. For NPR News, I'm Anil Mundra in Denver.